The Roots of Armodoxy, Editor. Jesus' words are very harsh and frankly very scary. Do not give to dogs what is sacred, he says. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. The Church has assigned this reading to the Feast of the Holy Translators, among which are also the translators of the Holy Scriptures. The passage is strategically placed on the Church calendar on this day to remind us of the sanctity of Scripture, and as a caution against those who might take the Scriptures and render a translation or explanation of these holy words. It has always amazed me how people would never, in a million years, consider having their car brakes repaired by someone who read a book about brakes, or watched a video explaining brake repair. You'd be a fool to trust your car's braking system and your safety to someone with minimum to no knowledge of car repair. Or even worse, you can't imagine someone suffering from heart disease or cancer trusting their medical care to someone who read an article about staying healthy in ARP magazine. Yet when it comes to spiritual care, the wellness of your immortal soul, many people are not only fine, but will argue for the thoughts of someone whose knowledge comes from a casual read of the book, even if that book may be the Bible. The Bible is the product of the Church. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, it is the one universal, apostolic, and holy Church that put together the different books that constitute the Bible. Think of the Church as the editor, the one who goes through the material and decides what stays in and what is left out. Each of the evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, were the original editors of the life of Christ. In fact, St. John, his final words in his gospel are, "Jesus did many other things. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written." In other words, he edited down to what he wanted in his gospel. The books of the Bible were written in ancient Aramaic, Greek, and Hebrew. So everyone who encounters the Scriptures is forced to read a translated, that is, an edited version. Furthermore, among the Protestant branch of Christianity, Scripture is the only authority, yet everyone is free to interpret as they wish. This is why there are hundreds of Protestant denominations. For clarity, we should mention that most of these denominations can be categorized under a few headings, such as the Adventists, the Anabaptists, Anglican Episcopalians, Baptists, Calvinists, Reformed, Lutherans, Methodists, Moravians, Plymouth Brethren, Presbyterians, and of course, the Quakers. To get to the original intent of Scriptures, you have to appeal to the oldest of all traditions, namely the one universal apostolic Church. Herein lies the strength of the message of Armodoxy. It comes from the most ancient of all Christian traditions, namely the Armenian Apostolic Church, a body that was there at the time of Christ, in the person of the apostles. The apostles and the generations that came after them made up the Church. The Church was there at the crucifixion, at the resurrection, at the ascension, and received the tools to evangelize at the Pentecost. The Church speaks from holy tradition, which includes the Scriptures, but is so much more. This is why St. John Chrysostom says that children should be diligent hearers of the divine Scriptures. The Word of God is not black text on white page, but it is the expression that comes from Christ's sacred body, the Church. Remember, God gave us something much more sacred and precious than the Bible. He gave us his only begotten. And in turn, Jesus gave us his holy body, the church, which, inspired by the Holy Spirit, gave us the Bible. So when the church speaks of and from Holy Scripture, it is talking from a tradition that includes the Bible, but is not comprised only of it. The church gives equal access to the divine realm and doesn't limit it to only the literate. Today's prayer is prayed by Jesus himself to God the Father. I pray for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may be one as you, Father, are in me and I am in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.